4-2 win. Give us your thoughts after that.
I thought for 70 minutes it was the perfect performance by us. You know, I think from start to finish for them, well, particularly for the first 70, we controlled the game. We looked like we were going to score randomly and whenever we wanted. We created a hell of a lot of chances, and Matt Coughton had virtually nothing to do. Obviously, we had to make a couple of substitutions. Steve Towers, his leg went tight, and we're always going to miss Steve because he's so influential. No disrespect to anybody going on to replace him, but the game sort of changed a little bit. We started to sit a little bit deeper. There was less control out there. And obviously, they got the penalty, which is almost par for course against us, isn't it? I think referees just give penalties against us every week. You know, from what I could see, it looked like a penalty, to be honest, which is another rarity, but... and obviously that gave him a little bit of momentum. I don't really know what happened with the second goal. It looked very, very soft. I've just spoke to Matt and he says that the lad ran across front of him, went to edit, missed it and it rolled down his leg. But, you know, we got his composure back and Nat went through right at the end and should have finished the game off completely. But I think overall it's a very good game, good performance, good points.
It was a scrappy first 10 and then, like you say, we got on top, and although the first goal was a bit of a gift, after that, you know, it was only a matter of time, and like we did, we started banging some more goals in, didn't we?
Yeah, I mean...
The front two again?
The front two's just outstanding at the minute. I don't think there's a better front pair in the league. I think you do Creaney a bit of a disservice by saying it was a soft goal, because he got hurt getting to the ball to win it, and I thought he was very brave getting in there, but... You know, his second goal was outstanding. I mean, you know, he pounced on a loose ball, turned and hit it from a tight angle straight in. But, yeah, I mean, you know, Nat again, it's just...
Is Nat playing the best he's done for Colville, considering the level we're at?
I think the last couple
of months especially.
I think without doubt. I mean, you know, if there's many better players in the league than Nat, I've not seen them. You know, they can think of one or two that come to mind that's up there with him. But he's just running games every week at the minute.
Back to Creaney. I know you weren't there against Mikulova, but Tommy mentioned him after a post-match interview after Altrincham. He took him off against Mikulova quite early. Is that the sort of reaction you're after today, with not just the hat-trick but the all-round performance?
Of course it is. You know, I mean, Dan was involved heavily, you know, in everything that we went through. You know, he was getting all of the ball, and everybody's entitled to have a couple of poor games or a couple of games where they're not quite at it, and yeah, Dan was superb again today. I think he faded last 20, as a lot of did. But,
yeah.
But I think over the game, it's superb, and he deserved his hat trick.
Something I know you've touched on. Towers went off. You put McGlinchey centre mid. Is that something you're looking at more long term? I know one of you's mentioned that before, that he could potentially play there. Still young.
Oh yeah, we feel that's his position, and that's where he will end up. I mean, he's coming from a few levels lower into this standard. And
so maybe we've played next year then.
Yeah, we've played him out wide to give him a bit of space. But even when he went into centre mid, he just looks composed, yep. And quality on the ball. Always does the right things. And the one thing with Tom, he always does what we ask him to do. That's the thing. He gets on with it.
Yep.
So, but he's going to be a great player, Tom is.
And we've now got his former club again on Tuesday after being. Ask you one question. Do you expect? Being as it was 45 minutes, it wasn't just 20, is it going to be 0-0, or do you expect them to give us a goal, or is that a silly question?
I would imagine that...
We'll just go again?
Their manager did say we could start 2-0 up if we wanted, but I can't see that happening. It'll just be another game starting from 0-0, and we've got to beat them again. You know, at the end of the day, we'll put a strong side out, and we're looking to progress. But, of course, they know a bit more about us now as well, so we'll see what that brings.